Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены.
One. Listen to four people's opinions about recycling. Who has a positive opinion? Choose two people. A. Recycling takes too much time. I'm too busy to waste time separating cans and glass out of my trash.
B. I'm for recycling because it reduces waste. We shouldn't waste our limited resources. Let's save the earth.
C. I object to saving even one piece of plastic. It isn't going to make a huge difference in the world. Why should I bother recycling?
D. There isn't a lot of space on the planet for all of our trash. It's our responsibility to keep it clean.
Two.
According to the dialogue, which statement is true?
Do you think you could help me clean the yard?
I can't today. I have a big test that I have to study for.
Well, when can you help? I will mow the lawn, but we need to water the plants too. The yard looks horrible.
I know. I should have time tomorrow. I promise I'll help you then.
Okay. Do you want to plant some flowers after we pull the weeds?
I think we should plant a rose bush. That would make the yard look better.
I love roses. I'll go to the store and pick a bush out today.
Three.
According to the passage, what is true about the Mona Lisa? Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa. Many supported the idea that it is the most famous portrait in the world. The painting shows a smiling woman sitting in front of a background of rocks and water. For a long time, the identity of the smiling woman remained a mystery. However, it was recently discovered that the painted woman was the wife of a merchant. This isn't the only portrait of this woman. Da Vinci painted another picture of her for the King of France.
Four.
According to the dialogue, what information is not correct? Hi, I'm calling about tennis lessons.
Oh, good. Can you make it every Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 11:30?
That works for me. I've only played a few times, though. Is that a problem?
Not at all. We like people who are new to the sport. We'll provide everything you need.
Great. I was worried that I'd have to buy a racket.
No. You just need to bring yourself to the courts at Holiday Park.
I don't have to bring any money?
You also have to bring $20 for the lesson and $5 per lesson after that.
Five.
According to the dialogue, what is the advantage and the disadvantage of joining the soccer team? I want to join the soccer team, but I don't know if I should.
Why not? I bet you'd be a great player. You're a fast runner.
I'm nervous because I don't even know the rules.
That's okay. You're a good athlete. You'll learn fast.
Really? Do you think the other players will be annoyed that I don't know how to play?
Probably not. I know most of the girls on the team, and they're all considerate.
Will the coach be upset that I don't know the rules?
No, the coach needs players. He'll be pleased that you want to play.
Six.
Choose the proverb that best fits the passage. Steve's older sister used to annoy him. She was too talkative. She would tell on him whenever he disobeyed his parents. Also, he hated the fact that she always humiliated him at basketball. Steve was excited when she graduated from high school and moved away for college. However, after she left, he started to miss her. He realized that his sister was the only person who would play basketball with him. He now wishes that she would move back home, and he regrets not valuing her more when she still lived at home.
Seven.
What does the woman advise the man to do?
My grandma makes the best desserts. Mine are not nearly as sweet as hers.
Really? Which of her desserts do you like the best?
Either her rice pudding or her apple pie. They're both delicious.
I love rice pudding. Do you think she will make some soon?
Well, that's the problem. She recently moved to Canada, and I miss her food.
It's too bad that she's so far away.
And I can't go visit her until the summer.
Maybe if you call your grandma, she'll teach you some of her recipes.
Eight.
What would the man say in response to the woman's last statement? I really don't care for chemistry, do you?
Not really. I was thinking that I should ask a tutor for help.
That's a good idea. Who is yours?
I don't actually have my own tutor. It just depends who is working when I go.
Really? Where do you go to get tutored?
Here at school. They usually aren't booked up. You can go anytime.
I didn't know that. How much do they charge?